This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Lawyer Kevin O'Connor is running for the U.S. Senate as the Republican candidate challenging sitting Senator Ed Markey. You may remember that Markey beat Congressman Joseph Kennedy III in the Democratic primary, and O'Connor beat 2018 independent candidate for U.S. Senate Shiva Ayyadure in the Republican primary. Radio Boston spoke with Ed Markey about his candidacy 2 weeks ago, and today we welcome Kevin O'Connor. Kevin O'Connor, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kevin, what do you believe is at stake in this election?
Common sense and unity. I got into this race. I'm not a career politician. I got in because I am concerned about the politics of polarization, particularly from the career politicians like Senator Markey. I think it's not a good way to solve problems. I think based on my experience as a lawyer who's dealt with corporate issues and social justice issues and constitutional issues, and who has worked with family-owned businesses, tech companies, and nonprofits in Massachusetts, that we can do a much better job of solving problems if we send people to Washington who come with a collaborative and bipartisan problem-solving spirit. Senator Markey has just completely abandoned any concept of bipartisanship. And over the course of the last year, he's branched into really pretty severe incivility in terms of the really unkind things he said about police officers on a sustained basis. And then yesterday on the Senate floor, where he said really just horrible things that were really targeted at Judge Coney Barrett and completely inappropriate.
So let me pick up on a few of those things, if I could. You talked about comparing, a first-time politician, not a career politician, with a career politician. You're asking the Massachusetts voters to make a trade-off here. Because Markey's been in Congress for more than 40 years and because of the way Congress works, it does mean that he's got some relationships and some seniority that bring value back to the Commonwealth. What is your case for the trade-off that giving up that value is for the voters in putting you in the seat instead?
New blood, I think, is always an advantage, particularly if it's someone who has good experience. So I would encourage people to think just about our delegation in Massachusetts. The energy in the Senate comes really from Senator Warren, who has far less seniority than Senator Markey. And then within the House delegation, Representative Presley, new blood, and she's bringing energy. And Senator Markey, if you look at his campaign, after 44 years, he wasn't able to rely on his own brand, if you will. He looked to the guidance of a freshman representative in Representative Ocasio-Cortez. So there are inevitably advantages to experience, but we all know from human experience that people can get stale.
You also talk about incivility, and that brings up something I did want to ask you about. You talked about Senator Markey becoming uncivil this year. Your campaign has sent out some mailers that have been controversial with messaging about Senator Markey being part of the, quote, radical left that wants to, quote, destroy America. Those include images of the Statue of Liberty kind of toppled over, Mount Rushmore in ruins. That is harsh. Do you believe that is Markey's agenda? And do you not see that as uncivil messaging?
The senator has...
Oh, dear. I think we may have just lost Kevin O'Connor. I apologize for the technical difficulty there. I'm glad to have you back. How about I just pick right back up where I left off? I was asking you about some campaign mailing material. You had specifically made a note that you felt Ed Markey had turned towards incivility in the last year. I was asking you about some campaign mailers that referred to him as part of the radical left that wanted to destroy America and had some strong images about of our monuments being toppled over, et cetera. So is that what you believe is his agenda? And is that, that seems uncivil.
Well, so he has been embarked on a sustained campaign to attack police officers and where he's called them murderers, bigots, terrorists this week, yesterday, in connection with the confirmation of Judge Coney Barrett. He used terms like racist, homophobic, bigot, so extremely harsh terms that are directed at, I think, going to the core of institutions that have served as bedrocks for our society. So Senator Markey is the one who has escalated the rhetoric, and when you're talking about someone who wants to apply the original intent of the framers of the Constitution as a racist or a bigot, when you're talking about a mother who's raised 7 kids and who's been a pillar of the community and a great teacher, and you're disparaging her as a racist and a bigot and a homophobe, that's just completely off the mark. That unfortunately has been a sustained attack that he's been directing at our institutions, and I think it's wrong. I think he's gone too far. It isn't what Ed Markey used to be. Also, this is a departure from where he has been historically.
All right,
and I don't think it's constructive.
So let's pick up on Amy Coney Barrett. You talked about the comments yesterday. She was sworn in to the United States Supreme Court last night at a ceremony at the White House. That nomination process, everyone knows it's been a bloody battle between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. Senator Markey has been critical of the process the whole way through, pointing to Republicans' refusal to hear President Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland. He has said that Democrats must now expand the Supreme Court if they take power. Should the judge's nomination have gone through in your mind? And where do you stand on this question of court packing?
So the nomination should have gone through. I do support it. We cannot afford to have our government, our Senate, and our president in either party taking every election year off. That's not sound practice. So we have to work through election years. I do favor reforms in the reforms relating to the Supreme Court nomination and hearing process, and I do favor an age limit on justices, which I think would give us greater predictability. So I'm not a fan of what happened in 2016. I'm not comfortable with it. I think that a nominee who was presented and who's of the stature of Judge Garland should have had an opportunity to be heard. But I don't think the remedy for that is for Senator Markey and others to not do their job in 2020.
What are some of the reforms that you'd like to see in that process? I'm intrigued by you saying that.
So one is an age limit of 75 for judges. What we have now with the life appointment is we have some judges who have outsized influence on history because of their longevity, and we find ourselves frequently in a situation, as we were with Justice Ginsburg, where we're rising and falling with health developments, and it's not a good way for an institution, such an important institution in government, to be operating. So in Massachusetts, we have an age limit of 70 for judges. And it works well. I would favor an age limit of 75 for justices, and that would give us the opportunity to have judges serve in effect for life, but it would give us certainty as to when a judge's term was ending and would enable us to plan for that and for people to discuss it. And the second thing that
I appreciate that. I know there's more that you want to say there. We have limited time, and there are a number of other subjects I also want to get to. I apologize for interrupting you on that, but there are just so many things for us to talk about. I want to talk about the coronavirus for a minute, because it is looming so large over all aspects of life right now. You have referred to yourself as a Kevin O'Connor Republican, not a Trump Republican, which suggests that there's daylight between you and the president on some policy issues. I wanted to ask you to compare and contrast the president's approach to handling the coronavirus with what you support as the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in terms of approach and handling it.
Well, I think things have been done well in terms of shutting down travel from China. I think the surge in supplies was ultimately successful. I think that Project Warp Speed will end up being successful. So there have been good things done. Where I differ from the president is that he's very pugnacious and combative. And I think that this is probably was a time where we could have used comfort. And we'll be able to look in hindsight on where exactly the fault lies in that regard. But I think at these really difficult national moments, I always favor unity and comforting.
And do you think the White House has been effective in its leadership?
We have an incomplete grade at this point. I think there has been plenty good done, and this was really a very difficult situation. There have been mistakes made by executives across the country. We start with Governor Cuomo in New York. He made a terrible mistake in terms of putting people back into the senior homes on a mandated basis when they had coronavirus. So mistakes have been made, but on balance, we live in a federal system, and I'm hopeful, as I said, that with Project Warp Speed, we will address this pandemic through American innovation at really an unprecedented rate of development.
Kevin, we've got just a couple minutes left. Earlier in our conversation, you said that Ed Markey referred to police as murderers. I think you're referring to his tweet and Facebook post saying, quote, police murdered Breonna Taylor while she was asleep in her own home, end quote. Between Democrats and Republicans, there seems to be quite a bit of difference on the need for police reform and the appropriate approach to policing. Where do you stand on the question of police reform?
Well, Senator Scott offered what I thought would have been a very helpful police reform bill that would have provided a lot of what Senator Markey was looking for. Senator Markey opposed debate on that bill. So just imagine if the United States in June had taken up police reform before the Senate. Senator Scott had proposed 25 hours of debate and 25 amendments from the Democratic Party. I think that would have been.
What is one of the elements of Tim Scott's bill that particularly appealed to you?
Well, it helps with training and best practices across the country. There's data collection, enhanced resources for data collection. So we have an opportunity through technology and through this moment to have people really focused on making sure that our policing is the best that it can be. But I want to be very clear. In Massachusetts, we have outstanding police forces. We are national leaders. We have a great police department in Boston. And I know these issues pretty well. I represented a wrongfully convicted man who spent 20 years in jail for crimes that he didn't commit. So I've dealt with these issues. But what we haven't heard from Senator Markey once is an acknowledgement of the great sacrifice and the great performance of the police officers in the state of Massachusetts.
We are unfortunately out of time. That's Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kevin O'Connor. Thanks for sticking with us through some bumpy technical issues there, and thanks for being with us here on Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.